The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
And welcome into the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Davis Allen, hanging out for Jenna Barr, who's enjoying herself a nice vacation. So I'm going to hop on in here. We have with us Lauren from the Great Southern Restaurant Group. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everything been going since the last time you've been here? I know Fish House has been busy.
We have. All of our restaurants have been really busy. It's been really good. It's nice to see. We had an extremely busy weekend, holiday weekend. I hope you had a good holiday weekend.
I did.
I am jealous of Jenna being on vacation.
Me too. I'm the one that signed off on her going on vacation too. She gave me the notice to take a vacation. I'm like, fine. Okay, and have fun.
Is yours coming up soon?
Next month.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Can't be too jealous. Yeah. Somewhere fun.
Atlanta.
Gonna go
to a baseball game.
Fun.
So it's gonna be a great time.
Yes. So, always fun.
And I know for a lot of people, it is vacation time for them.
I just heard it's the last day of school for Escambia County.
I know, right?
I miss those days.
Those were always the best days.
I miss them. Summer, where you actually have a summer.
Yeah, mainly in elementary school where it's the last day of school and that's all you can think about, knowing that you have a whole summer ahead of you without having to take any summer classes, or you just get to hang out with friends and enjoy.
And that's when jobs are fun, when your parents are like, you have to get a summer job. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I want to move back in.
I know. I actually started my career, my working career, either working in a sporting goods store or I was working in the restaurant industry in a
really?
Time like, yes, that's right.
Where did you start?
The Grand Marlin.
Okay.
Yeah. Very busy nights. Very busy nights. Great tips.
It's a good restaurant.
Great
right
tips.
Right there on the water.
Which
just
actually,
like
I have a question regarding that. Are you guys hiring right now? Because
we are.
I know a lot of places are.
We are. We're actually hiring at every single restaurant. We've got tons of positions open. So if anybody listening is looking for a job, visit our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Click that employee link tab and please give us an application. We would love to have everybody.
Yeah, I cannot advocate this enough, especially if you're, let's say, in college, right? And you're maybe you're done for the summer and you want to have that good summer job or perhaps something to do while you're also in school. So maybe you're cash flowing school. You can make some great money working in the restaurant industry.
Very true. Very, very true. Especially over summer while everybody is visiting. We all know we live in a tourist town. We love it. You can make tons and tons of money. So come on down. We would love to have everybody.
And I know for a fact, just coming from the restaurant industry myself, that at Great Southern Restaurant Groups, it's going to be so slammed. What are some of the things y'all have coming up this summer?
We have lots of things coming up. So to start, Taylor is out today. She is sick. So everybody just be thinking about her. So I'm going to fill in for her today. So excuse me if I just butcher some of her stuff.
But that's
we'll start with our ABC Atlas Beverage class, which is going to be tomorrow, June 3rd. We've got the Proof Brewing Company from Tallahassee, Florida coming. There's two classes, one at 5 and one at 7. That class cost is $25 per person. And what it is they come in, they are surprising us with the beers this time. So I just have the food, but I've been reading up about them. They seem awesome. They're very talented, tons of awards. But with them, we've got four different beers. You get a tasting of the four beers, and you get a small plate to try that is paired with each beer by our chef. So a couple of those food items, you've got a baked oyster trio, pulled pork sliders with Memphis slaw, house-made barbecue chips. Yum. Everybody loves barbecue chips.
Oh, yes. And when they're house-made.
House-made.
That's when they're better because often the house-made chips are extra crispy.
That's right. You can't go wrong, truly. So good. And these classes are fun. They're right there on our Fish House deck bar. So you're on the water. It's a great time. I mean, you get to hang out. It's casual, chill. You get to drink some beer and try some good food. And again, that is tomorrow night. There's a class at 5, a class at 7, and that is $25 per person. To get tickets to that, you will be emailing Taylor at goodgrids.com, or you can give her a call at 850-287-0200. So that's it for tomorrow.
I got to say, that's a pretty significant deal. One, Proof is a fantastic brewery. I'm a big brewery guy.
Are you?
I'm wearing a UWF shirt right now because that's where I went to school.
Yeah.
Go Argos. But most of my wardrobe our brewery shirts.
So you've been there?
Have
you tried?
I've been to their old brewery. They have a new one now in Tallahassee that I have not been to yet, but I love their beers, which tells me that the pairings are going to be just fantastic.
And it's always fun that they keep it a surprise.
Also, $25.
They must have some new things.
They must. I mean, they must. But $25 is not a lot.
It's like a steal.
That's like that's four different
beers,
tastings, four different beers.
Four foods, and you get to hang out on the water with your family. It's a good time.
That's a pretty good time.
Taylor runs the show for the beverage classes, and she is a good time too as well for everybody listening to us every month.
Good time, Taylor.
So you get one grit girl today. She'll be back next month.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll hold down the fort in the meantime. We're missing Taylor. We're missing Jenna, but that's okay. We have Davis and Lauren.
That's right.
And totally we also have Natalie here. I know I wasn't going to put Natalie on the spot, but at least I'll give you a shout out.
Natalie is our intern for the summer, and she is here just hanging out, listening, learning some cool things about what we have going on at the restaurant. So next up, we are going to hop over to Angelina's. We're just going to go in order of each event that's coming up. On June 17th, starting at 6 o'clock, we have our Angelina Supper Club. This one is Italy Comes to the American South. This one is a new one. We have not done this one before, and it is probably going to be one of my favorites. James is going to pair lots of Italian food with American food. So we've got some pimento cheese, bruschetta, yum, and then he's got that paired with Gulf Shrimp arancini. I love Italian food, but I love it when it's paired with American food even more. Again, that's June 17th, 6 p.m. This one is going to be $75 per person. And to make reservations for that, you're going to call the restaurant 850-452-8398. These supper clubs are always great. They're in the main dining room. You get to learn. James is a teacher. Before we got him, he was at the Ice Institute in New York City teaching culinary to kids up there. So, I mean, he's a great teacher. He's so fun to watch. He's knowledgeable. And then Brooke, his wife, is our wine director. She comes out with a pairing. And this time we are going to pair it with a cocktail, which is Chef James' old-fashioned cocktail. If you like old fashions, he does a nice spin on them. It's not they're not sweet, but he puts a little sweet in it.
That's okay.
It cuts all the bitterness. It's a really good cocktail. Yeah. So again, that's Thursday, June 17th, 6 p.m., $75 per person. The dinner is Italian, comes to the American South, and you can make reservations for that by calling 850-542-8398. And anything we talk about today, it's going to be a lot. It's always a lot. You can go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. To the left-hand side, you'll see all of our events coming up right there. So any information you need, or you can always email me, lauren@goodgrits.com.
You had me at pimento cheese from the
pimento
very beginning.
Pimento cheese bruschetta.
Oh, so good.
Yum.
Some good bruschetta, some balsamic vinaigrette on there, perhaps little bits of tomato with the pimento. Oh, yes. We're off to a great start. And then also, I do love a good old-fashioned. Oftentimes, they can be too sweet. So when you said that, they're going to be cutting it a little bit.
Yes.
Not so much sweetness, but also not unsweet, not too bitter.
Yes.
All right, we're off to a great start.
It's a good start. It's a nice little, when you see it, you're kind of like, oh, is that an old fashioned? And then you try it, and it really is delicious. I'm not a huge old fashioned fan, but it is good. And then since you're wanting to talk about balsamic, the next pairing is the burrata with watermelon. Yum.
Yum.
And that has balsamic, local tomatoes, and pork belly. So if you are interested in the supper clubs, please sign up. They're a lot of fun. A lot of knowledge there. Then for everybody's next favorite event coming up on June 19th, it is our 7th annual Beer Fest. Davis and I were just talking about this, how he is going to buy a ticket, and he's going to come. Right, Davis?
That's the plan. I gave you my word.
That is Saturday, June 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. We'll be featuring over 50 different beers. A portion of this event proceeds goes to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. We love them. We love collaborating with them. If you know Great Southern, you know we love to collaborate. Anything community, we love to tie that into everything we do. And we're grateful for all of our partners, and we're grateful for the community. This event is a 21 and over event, and it will occur rain or shine. Tickets are available for purchase in the Tackle Shop, which is our gift shop at the Fish House, or you can purchase them online at greatsouthernrestaurants.com and click the shop tab. The tickets are $30, and if we do still have spots available the day of, you can purchase tickets at the door this year.
Okay, but I think it's probably a safer bet just to go ahead and do it online.
It is. I know that we are up there in ticket numbers right now. It's looking real good. So I would go ahead and recommend just hop online, purchase them there, come up to the fish house, get them out of the tackle shop. It is $30 plus tax. Again, that's June 19th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a great Father's Day gift. It's a great gift for anybody. I mean, you can't go wrong there. 50 different beers. Even if you hate beer, you'll find one you like out of 50.
Oh, you have to. That's sort of how I got started, too. And I'm an IPA guy now. That means I came a long way.
Oh.
So whenever you taste some beers, you're going to maybe, you know, there's not going to be one you like. That's okay. You have 49 others to try.
That's right. So. You get a cute souvenir cup that you get to take home with you. You get a pretzel necklace.
A pretzel necklace. Like, it's a necklace you wear and you eat the pretzel.
That's right.
Pretzel.
Oh, yeah. You need that salty, little salty bit while you're drinking all your 50 different beers.
This is too good to be true. I love it. Okay, well, that's awesome. And so that also means you just walk in, you pay $30, and you can just have all the beer you want, right?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Well, and, no, you know.
To a reasonable extent.
Govern yourself. But yes, you can try.
If you need to call an Uber.
We will have taxis, Uber, whatever you guys need. We can help you out with that, yeah, for sure.
Perfect. Well, that is an awesome deal. That is an awesome time. I look forward to experiencing it for the first time.
It's your first time?
It would be my first time. And I just told you that most of my wardrobe are brewery shirts.
What?
How have I not been to this event?
You're going to have to come now. We're going to be looking out for you, Davis.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to have a great time. I'll bring the fiance. We'll have a great time.
Yes, that sounds perfect. Well, rolling in to Father's Day, remember, Beer Fest tickets are a great gift for Father's Day. Just a reminder, all of our restaurants are open on Father's Day for everybody who has not made a reservation for their dad. Father's Day is June 20th. The Fish House will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. We have a special that will be featured for both brunch and dinner service, which is a lightly blackened Gulf grouper, NOLA barbecue shrimp, and lump crab served over mashed potatoes and broccolini. Over at Jackson's, we've got brunch from 11 to 2. The Father's Day brunch feature is a house-smoked brisket, eggs benedict with 12-hour hickory wood-smoked brisket poached eggs, hollandaise, roasted rainbow fingerling potato confit, and grilled asparagus. So that is just brunch at Jackson's from 11 to 2. We take a little break and open up for dinner at 5 p.m., which goes to 10. Their special for dinner is bacon barded filet mignon with smoky wrapped bacon, 8-ounce filet mignon, roasted rainbow fingerling potato confit, garlic spinach saute, and blistered grape tomatoes. Also, another thing we are doing at Jackson's, both brunch and dinner, all dads receive a complimentary Bloody Mary or martini.
Ooh, that's a great deal.
That's how you want to get your dad out of the house. Come get that Bloody Mary or martini on us.
Okay, would you do Bloody Mary or martini?
I would do a Bloody Mary.
I think I'd do a martini, would but I think you? It depends on the mood. It has to depend on the mood. Sometimes you're in the mood for something a little spicier. Maybe.
Yeah.
I do like a spicier Bloody Mary.
Maybe it depends on which feature I chose.
You want to pair it well.
You want to pair it well. That's why I think I would probably go with the Bloody Mary.
Okay.
I would probably do the brunch. Me personally,
mm-hmm. I'm a big brunch person, so
brunch
Bloody Mary
great.
Would naturally go well.
That's right.
With that, but either way, there's no bad decisions.
No, and for Jackson's, you can go online, jacksonsrestaurant.com, click the tab for reservations right here on the right hand side, or you can give them a call 850-469-9898. And again, that's brunch 11 to 2, dinner 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Moving on over to Angelina's, we are open for just dinner from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Our Father's Day feature is a 22-ounce cowboy ribeye with Chianti jus, bacon, and cacio e pepe gnocchi. Yum! Gnocchi's so good. To make a reservation there, angelinasrestaurant.com. I'm sorry, angelinaspensacola.com. Right-hand side, you can click the reservation tab, or you can give them a call to make that reservation. Again, a lot of information. GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. Everything is listed right here on the left-hand side for you. Or give me an email, lauren@goodgrits.com. I've got you covered. I can help you out.
Also, if you want to join in on the conversation today, have any questions, or perhaps want to offer some comments to Lauren today, our number, 850-437-1620. You can also text that number if you prefer.
Please, call or text. We love answering questions. Moving on to Five Sisters for Father's Day. We are open for brunch, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. As always, we have our live jazz band, which is so much fun. The feature of the day is Chef Billy Ballou's hickory smoked barbecue brisket plate, which is served with loaded baked potato salad, pineapple coleslaw, and a house roll. And to make reservations for them, same deal, fivesistersbluescafe.com, right-hand tab, reservations, or give them a call, and they will be happy to put you down. And lastly, and everybody's favorite, is the Father's Day grab-and-go package. We do a grab-and-go package for every holiday. We keep it very cost-effective. It's $65 plus tax. It's based on six people. You can't beat that price. Six people, $65. No mess. Such an easy cleanup. Orders can be placed right now until noon on Thursday, June 17th. Pickups are available on Saturday, June 19th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. The meal comes fully cooked, and it includes reheating instructions. To place your order, it is the events line, 850-433-9450, or you can email our events team at events@goodgrits.com.
Yep.
This package includes hickory smoked barbecue brisket, loaded baked potato salad, pineapple coleslaw, mini brioche buns, and a blueberry bread pudding with whiskey sauce.
Yum.
I know. Five Sisters bread pudding is just... It's so good.
Five Sisters. I tell you, I remember going to Five Sisters during their soft open a while ago now.
Really?
And just had the best fried chicken of my life.
They can do no wrong with that fried chicken or that bread pudding and peach cobbler.
Okay, peach cobbler. Hold up now.
I have not had
their peach cobbler. Oh, no.
No?
I haven't.
You have to go get it with a scoop of ice cream.
Oh, okay. That's an easy one then.
Miss Sheila, she makes all of our desserts, and she is just, she's a wizard, truly. All the bread pudding flavors, banana, blueberry, chocolate bread pudding.
Wow.
Yum. With ice cream. And then peach cobbler.
And that $65 grab and go.
Yes.
It feeds six people, you just said.
That's right.
Six people could go to, like, Whataburger and probably spend more than that. And yet you're going, I would, personally, I could spend that just on my own. I mean, just knowing myself. But going over to Five Sisters, where you just mentioned hands-down amazing beef brisket.
That's right.
They get the dessert. They get the loaded potato salad.
Yes. Loaded baked potato salad.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Pineapple coleslaw, and you get the mini brioche buns if you want to make yourself a barbecue brisket sandwich.
I'm a brisket sandwich kind of guy, so if I could go that route, I would. Add a little coleslaw in there for some crunch effect.
Oh, yeah.
That's
for sure. They pretty much set you up for success for a barbecue sandwich there.
Wow.
So it's a nice little dessert.
So it is vacation time, like I had mentioned before, and so let's say some of your friends you haven't seen in a while, they're coming to visit, and they want to go out. You want to take them somewhere in the Great Southern Restaurant Group chain, but you also want to tell them the best thing on the menu. So what are you recommending?
Ooh, Five Sisters chicken, fried chicken all day. Angelina's, the Doppio ravioli we have on that menu right now, perfection. Jackson's, known for steaks. You can never ever go wrong with the steak choices there. Delmonico is my favorite personally. And then also over at Fish House, everybody knows it and loves it, the Gritsy Yaya. Can never go wrong there either.
I always feel like I am not exploring whenever I get the Gritsy Yaya every time, but I always do because it's too good.
I think I've heard everybody say that. That's just, we want to try everything else on the menu, but we can't stray from our favorite. I feel that. It's just good. You get everything in one dish. And the dish is huge.
It's huge.
So you really can't go wrong.
Plus, I just love shrimp, so it's already there. And y'all's cheese grits.
Oh, Gouda cheese.
The Gouda cheese alone is just amazing. But also, brunch is always phenomenal. I always am a big fan of how you have such a big option.
We do. You can come in and from breakfast or lunch, something light, something heavy. We try at all of our restaurants. We aim to please, truly. We love feedback too. So anybody that has feedback or any recommendations on anything you feel like we should add, or we love to hear it. Please let us know.
So would you consider yourself more of a breakfast or lunch person?
I love breakfast food. I do love breakfast food. For sure.
That's why.
Brunch all day.
So yeah, whenever I do get brunch at Fish House, which I spent, it was my 25th birthday, I had brunch at Fish House. That was the go-to.
Yeah.
I always love getting y'all's Monte Cristo, which I do kind of consider more of a breakfast item in a way.
Well, it is. It's everything rolled into one. I mean, a nice little Monte Cristo fried sandwich with jelly and powdered sugar. It's breakfast. It counts.
So good. It's so good. I could get away with it for lunch too, but that's why it's a brunch item. Hey. It's just the best of everyone's world. Maybe add some bacon in there too, just to really
ooh, a side kick of bacon or bit. Bacon in the Monte Cristo.
I think we should try bacon inside the Monte
inside?
Cristo.
Inside? Chef Billy Blue, do you hear Davis?
Do you hear me? It's purely a recommendation. You could call it the Davis Special. I'm not going to be mad if you do, but that would be awesome at the very same time. And yes, I will be there. So I actually have a question about lunch hours. Have lunch hours adjusted at all? I know that you cut back on lunch hours due to staffing. Has anything updated from that?
Jackson's, we are still closed for lunch. Five Sisters and Fish House are the only Great Southern restaurants currently up and running for lunchtime. So they're all... Five Sisters is open all day long. We don't close, but we consider lunch from 11 to 3. And over at Fish House, we consider lunch from 11 to 3 as well.
Okay.
So we do still have two lunch options for you all the time.
Perfect.
But our last event coming up, moving into, I know we're running out of time here, is over at Jackson's. It is our Dinner with Strings Attached, which is our event that we pair up with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. It's really fun. It's basically dinner and a show. It's on Thursday, June 24th. There's two seatings, one at 5 p.m., one at 7:30 p.m. In addition to the full dinner menu, Chef Irv Miller, I'm sorry, has prepared a special for the evening, a 16-ounce prime ribeye with Calabrian chili, chimichurri, and rainbow fingerling potato. This event is limited for seating, so to call and make a reservation, just call Jackson's 850-469-9898. It is normal seating. It's a lot of fun. You basically just get to sit there and watch the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra play. It's a good time, really.
I'm looking forward to that day.
And if you don't get to go to the orchestra ever to see anything at Pensacola Symphony, it's best of both worlds. You get to sit, enjoy dinner with whoever you want to enjoy dinner with. And, I mean, it's good food and a great time.
Now, when people walk in, do they still have to wear a mask when they go inside before they sit down?
We did just lift it yesterday. So you don't have to wear a mask. If you choose to wear a mask, we're all about it. It is up to you. How you're doing it. We still are doing sanitation between seatings and keeping everything clean for everybody, but the mask has been lifted.
Perfect. I actually do have a question on our text line at 437-1620, 850-437-1620. Are you guys offering cooking classes at Angelina's like you have at Jackson's?
Yes, we actually are. Our next cooking class coming up for Angelina's, I'm sorry, let me find it for you. 1 second. It is in July, and it is our bicentennial cooking class. And that is going to be celebrating the 200th anniversary of Florida. That is July 8th, and the feature is the Frutti di Mare seafood with an Italian accent. If you want to make a reservation for that, you just give the restaurant a phone call, 850-452-8398, or give Brooke an email, brooke@angelinaspensacola.com. Those classes start at 5:30 and they end at 7, and the class cost is $65.
All right. Perfect. We do have a follow-up text coming in at 850-437-1620. They're curious if the servers would be wearing masks or any of the staff are wearing masks.
They are not. It's up to them whether they want to wear it or not. Again, we lifted it yesterday. If you're fully vaccinated, we gave them the okay to not wear it anymore, and it's preference at this point with them.
Perfect.
But again, everything's staying clean. We're keeping everything clean, keeping everybody safe.
And that's for me personally, as somebody who, you know, I like to go downtown. I like to visit local places. You know, if I see someone not wearing a mask, I personally feel okay knowing I'm fully vaccinated.
Right.
And I would like to think they're fully vaccinated as well. So I'm perfectly okay with that and on board with that. Well, that's awesome, guys. We do have about a minute left. Is there anything we've left out that you want to make sure we get out there?
Today is Wednesday. You've got Wine Down Wednesday over at Jackson Steakhouse. That's half price bottles of wine on all of our wine list over there. So if you need a break, it's the middle of the week. We understand you. Come visit us at Jackson's and get a half price bottle of wine. You also have 50 Cent Wings over at Five Sisters Blues Cafe tonight. There are lots of different flavors. You can walk in, make a reservation. I'm a big wing fan. Wings are good. Five Sisters Chicken is great.
Oh, man. It's so good.
That's it for us. Davis, do you have anything else?
I just want to mention that if you are a wine drinker, but maybe you're not always the person that would go for the bottle, or mm-hmm. perhaps would go for the more expensive bottle, then the Wine Down Wednesday is the way to go.
It is. It's a good time.
I am not trying to spend more than $40 on a bottle of wine, but when it's half off, then that's my night to go.
And the servers are very knowledgeable of everything. And I know it's a lot. GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. Everything's listed to the left-hand side.
Excellent. Well, Lauren, Natalie of the Great Southern Restaurant Group, thank you all so much for coming by today and letting us know everything that's going on. We look forward to seeing you again soon, and I will see you at Beer Fest.
Thanks, Davis.